may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Yo, alright, this is Radio BAM Series 28 Facts, and this is Chad Eigensburg and Shitku's here, and you just lost the bet, and you said $500, and I'll have Chad play it back if you want. Here we go. Let's see if you're a man of your word, motherfucker.
I'll fuck with you. I'll give you pennies. 200 and pennies. I bet you $500. I bet you can't.
$500.
I am barging through that motherfucker so hard.
I bet you can't. See? You got dogged. And now... I don't even want $500. I want $200. I want them all in 20s so I give all my friends drinks tonight.
Can't get me a drink, too?
Right. I'll get you one, too, fat boy.
You just went over there.
You just saw CKY2KD. You saw how handsome you were, dude.
I still am handsome, buddy.
No, yeah,
you tell yourself that.
Handsome with 60 pounds on your ass.
So you just went over there and jumped the Brandywine?
No. He drove through it like it was nothing.
I have a fucking Hummer, dude. He should have known that.
It was nothing.
It was nothing because I have a fucking Hummer.
Take out the barbecue.
I was scared to do it because it's the Brandywine fucking river. And there's all these hills and shit.
And dead bodies.
I barged it. He filmed it. I got it.
All right. Rock and roll. It's on film. Maybe you'll get to see that sometime.
Yeah. So now I want $200 in cash in
20s.
All right. Come on, dude.
Gee, I hope you don't give me the money so I could even talk more shit on the next episode.
Like you never do.
You're so bummed out, dude. You're out $500.
Did you see how much shit he talked, dude?
I know. He's like, why'd you do that?
He claimed $500 after I said $200.
You're a gambler, huh?
I didn't think this shit.
Yeah, gamble schmamble. Look at him in the dictionary.
Fucking Kenny Rogers.
Because me and him, we've canoed down the Brandywine, and it gets deep, man. No, he picked a sandbar to drive through, man.
He sussed it out his underwear and his...
I sussed it out.
Tighty-whities,
I sussed it out for 3 weeks, motherfucker.
All right. He did take his...
That shouldn't count, then. That's like cheating, though.
Well, no. You're the one who made the bet, you little idiot.
So kick ass coming up, Radio BAM future episodes. No. More talk about goddamn Viva La Band's tour.
I'm not even going to play a song yet. I want to talk to Ryan Oldie.
Oh, Ryan Oldie.
Put on
Oldie.
Here, man. Put on a headset, dude.
Oldie from the oldie days, back
style.
From Ian.
Ryan Oldie's like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, can you hear everything?
I'm fine.
He's like, yo, I'm going to Chicago. I miss you guys. Come on over to Chicago. You lasted 1 month, dude. What the fuck?
He's doing his thing. He's got to do his thing.
What, thing? 1 month of a thing? What the fuck was that?
It wasn't even a month. It was fucking 3 months.
They all come back.
So what happened, dude?
No work. I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. What do I want you to do?
I went to school for one thing.
I want you to wind up getting work and saying, yo, I'm in Chicago. Things are happening, dude.
I wish it could happen. It's a windy city.
Well, what happened? The dreams blew right away then.
Chi-town.
I
met a hot ass girl and I got fucking discombobulated.
Did you fuck her?
she's sitting right next to us. check. Want to chime in?
Check.
This is Veronica Lane right here.
Hello. That sounds like a porn star.
She's one of the hottest girls on
MySpace.
There is a
porn
star
with my name.
Did you fuck her?
How do we know it's not you?
Did I fuck her?
Yeah, I want to know.
I fucked her in the butt.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it awesome?
Yeah.
Maybe you wish.
Did you hump her up the ass and then she sucked your dick afterwards?
Yeah.
Ask the mouth.
Because if you did that, then I'm going to cheers you on the secret.
I gave her...
on the secret cheers, too.
Oh, my...
I know, I do watch too much porn because Because Gina Lynn was in Ming Hags, and she gets humped up the ass and in the puss at the same time. She gives me all these pornos. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? It, like, it's, she's gnarly, dude.
Yeah, so, I've done a few scenes with her.
Why don't you tell how you jerk off? You jerk off in front of the TV, and you just come on your rug so the maids can clean it up and Missy can step in it.
Well, she gets all pissed off because it's all wet in the daytime, but when the maids come, they clean it.
Dude, Bam does awesome. Not use a towel. Well, from what I heard,
because you can.
You know what? You know what? I'm not gonna lie. Last time I was here, that's called in your house. I definitely used your T-shirt to fucking clean my shit up.
Which one, motherfucker?
You worked the next day, asshole.
Which shirt was it?
I don't remember.
Which one was it?
The one that was stuck together that you wore.
Missy,
next
I'm
day.
Telling. Missy, put on the headset. Yeah. Remember when you caught me jerking off last night? Yeah. What happened?
I walked in.
And what happened?
In the bedroom and just saw your white naked ass standing in front of the TV.
What are you jerking off to?
Gay porn.
Gina Lynn porn, dude.
Gay porn.
But it wasn't Gina, for the record. It was the girl with the
Well, it was a Gina Lynn porn. Yeah. It wasn't Gina Lynn.
I got to see this Gina Lynn
dude,
porn.
Dude, Gina Lynn's husband. Gina Lynn's husband bangs all these brunettes. I'm attracted to brunettes, not blondes. I like brunettes.
Yeah.
So Travis had all these hot-ass brunettes, and I was, like, jerking off to it. I get caught full-blown. I have a full-blown rock on her.
But you turned around and looked at me with your dick still in your hand. You're like, what? I'm like, nothing. What? I'm jerking
12?
Off. I'm like, well, go ahead and finish.
Yeah, and she's like, well, let me watch. I'm like, you can't watch. What are you talking about?
You definitely
I,
get stage
I waited in the closet. Till
dude,
you
I hung, yeah. I'll tell everybody right now. I fuck twice a day, and then I jack off three times a day.
Damn, dude. What?
Now everybody knows.
Is that Viagra?
No.
What is that? Point
it's just me
off?
Being me.
Is that Margera?
Do you get to the point where you jack off and nothing comes out?
No.
No, everything comes out.
No. You don't, like, drain out on the cum or something?
He spews vomit $200 out of his car.
$200.20 comes out, yeah. Shit, dude.
Yeah, shit, dude. Oh, you better start working on some 20s, Buck.
Oh, my God.
I'm so, Aldi.
Yes.
So you were willing to go to Chicago to hump Veronica.
Absolutely.
And now she's here.
Absolutely.
So tell me the outcome. Does she like being here?
You got to make sacrifices.
Why don't you talk to her? She's right next to you.
Veronica.
Yes.
Do you like being in Westchester?
It's okay so far.
Well,
what do you mean okay?
I'll show you a better time than what fucking Oldie's showing you. He probably takes you to Tekka and then.
Why is that? You go to Tekka last night. Tekka. You go to Tekka.
Were there last night?
Margera.
Don't you throw me under the bus,
I'll
team.
Throw you under the bus.
She's been here for like probably what? A
I
week?
Like going to Tekka.
You drove through the Brandywine River.
I mean, I've been here a few times, but. I bet you were at Kumo so last night.
No, that was
no.
Night before.
No, I
I like jitters.
Jitters.
Oldie would never go to jitters. He's too handsome.
Fuck that.
Bam.
He's too sporty for me.
Tell the story about Stephen Archie Powell.
Oh, Stephen Archie Powell.
I love him.
Stephen Archie Powell took 100 hits of acid.
Jesus.
And he's,
not all at once.
He's out of his goddamn gourd. This is a good ass story. Because I was passing Hooters at one point, and he was next to me.
How
on Route
you,
1.
How can you pass Hooters?
And he had a red Jeep Cherokee with a Grateful Dead sticker on the back of it.
That tells then, you right there.
Right. So when I see him laughing his ass off for no goddamn reason, I'm like, he's muffed up on acid, dude. And then he starts, I follow him for 10 miles. He's just like tweaking out, laughing his ass off. I was like, wow.
This is 1 year ago.
That is the most muffed up dude I've ever met in my life, and I didn't even meet him.
Why
I just saw him on the side
miles?
Of the road. So 4 years goes by, I go to Jitters, and this dude's like, yo, Bam, let me buy a drink, motherfucker, woo! You know, and I'm like, all right, dude, whatever. I go out back, he comes out back, and I'm like, dude, didn't you have a red Jeep Cherokee? Yeah, man, woo! And I'm like, well, was it an 89? Yeah, man, woo! Or was it a 99? Yeah, man, woo! He didn't even know. He was just saying, yeah, man, woo.
He was laughing so much
yeah.
That he was making me laugh.
So then I asked him what drugs he took.
Yeah, man, woo.
He wouldn't even tell me his name. He wouldn't even tell me his name at first.
That's what I ordered at the Thai restaurant.
Finally, his buddy comes out, throws him under the bus. He says, yeah, his name is Stephen Archie Powell.
So I'm like, Stephen, we were calling him Chuck.
Stephen Archie Powell and Veronica.
I was like, you're not going to tell me your name. He's like, no, I have a warrant for my arrest, and I'm not going to tell nobody my name forever. I'm like, all right, fine. Well, and then his buddy comes out. He's like, yeah, man, this is Stephen Archie Powell. Like, oh, man, you're going down, dude. And he's like, oh, fuck. Dude, you could tell he's been to so many Pink Floyd concerts, dude.
Why Pink Floyd?
Because they do acid on them.
Mm-hmm. The Curtis took the girl on the back of the
Take the mic.
Who the fuck are you?
The Curtis took the girl on the back of the green quad runner out in the woods.
Did they flip?
Oh.
I haven't seen him in a long time. No helmets.
If they flip, I'm the one who has to take the goddamn...
Nobody's supposed to be on that goddamn quad.
A.K.A. Gray Shoes.
Just show me your titties, bitch.
Hey.
Hey, it's for
all I gotta say
is... Finish the goddamn story about Stephen Powell. That might fucking be.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Hold 1 second.
Then Missy had these toenails that were painted red, and they were called Italian Sexy... What?
It was called Make Love, and it was called pink.
Italian Sexy.
It was pink, and they were called Make Love, and Stephen Archie Powell was like, he had a foot fetish. First time I've ever seen anyone with a foot fetish, and he's like, "Oh, you got 60 feet." He couldn't even say feet right.
He started tickling my feet under the table. Wow.
Yeah, so I was like, "Dude, if you want to suck her feet, go ahead, dude."
I think he did it before you said it was okay. He just grabbed my foot and shoved it in his mouth, hilarious. And I was like,
I just can't believe anybody. Like, this dude had a full blown foot fetish.
What's your fetish, man?
My fetish is fucking pussy, tits, and ass. Which is every guy's fetish. If you have a fucking foot fetish, that's just full-blown weird, dude.
That's weird. Hey, how you doing?
Bam, you watch some weird porn. You have some fetishes.
He watches transvestite.
I like girls getting fist-fucked up the ass.
Jesus.
Well, there you go. I was going to say fishnets.
It's just fun to watch.
What about fishnets?
Oh, fishnets, fuck
okay,
yeah.
Okay, you didn't have to go there with the whole fist and
Well, put on some high heels.
Whoa.
High heels and fishnets.
Yeah, girls getting fisted in the fishnet.
What? We're talking about porn that he watches, not me.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, yes. And you won't do that.
We're talking about Gina Lynn.
You know, you're a little conservative.
You know, Missy, it kind of pisses me off that you won't do it. You're all like a nice girl and shit.
Like, you stick your fist in my ass? Ow. No.
Ben,
thank
if
you.
It wasn't for Missy,
I'm your wife. I'm not a whore.
Missy steps in swamp cum in your bedroom.
Oh my God.
Because you don't know how to use a towel.
It's gross.
All I know is that you owe me $200, you little homo. You owe me $200, dude.
Mom does.
Yeah,
and you. And you.
Let's go out to a delicious dinner.
If you don't pay me, I can't wait till the next episode happens because I'm going to call Chad on the next Saturday, which isn't even Monday, and I'm going to make sure that he shows up early so I can talk more shit because I'm more angry when it happens.
I got you.
Well, when's the money due?
Monday.
Next Monday?
Next Monday. 1 week.
Can you?
All right, well, let's pre-record a show on Saturday.
You better shoot a picture of Bam right now.
Too bad it takes like 6 months for that.
Does it?
Anyways.
Not if you put it on
Instagram. Mitch is yawning.
Dude.
Yawning for a cock.
Is it?
Oh, man. TMI.
Edit that, Chad.
No, don't edit that.
Yawning for
a cock. What? Don't edit this whole show. Just let it play out. And if people get bored, then fucking change the channel, you little bitches.
I want to know what's up with Chicago.
Veronica, how many people did you hump in your lifetime?
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus, that's a bad... Christ. No, let's see. I don't know.
I want to know, because I humped 25 people behind my ex-girlfriend's back, and I don't regret it at all.
Way to make...
Oh, so Brian, you're the only one I've ever had sex with.
You're a liar. So how many? Okay, I humped 25 girls behind my
25 girls,
and I meant it all.
Which is a lot.
That is a lot.
That is not a lot.
No, it is a lot.
Well, a good friend of mine from Jackass has humped over 80.
Over 80,000.
Say what you will. How many people did you hump, babe?
I told you.
That's the biggest bunch of shit I've ever heard.
Do you want me to chime in?
Yeah, we're not gonna get the answer in that one.
Go ahead, Missy. Here we go.
Bam.
What?
That's the kind of question that you don't ask. You know how people say, so when are you guys going to have
a
baby?
This is a radio station, you little idiot.
That's the same kind of question.
And I have spray paint on my back, so I want to know the fucking truth.
128.
That many?
Brian doesn't even know.
I even know what Don's
doing. No, he doesn't even know. He's asked me so many times. It's not his business.
How many people did
you know? No one's business.
Alien.
You gotta know. Veronica, I wanna know the truth.
No.
Yes. Is it, okay, is it more than 50?
No. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
You say, I swear to God.
I swear to God.
Okay, good.
Leave her alone, Bam.
No, I want to. People want to know. Listening in.
She's not gonna come back.
What about you?
It's break her balls.
I hummed maybe 30 people in my lifetime.
I thought you said 25.
What?
But Missy, you what? Gotta notice that Oldie lost some weight, dude.
He's I noticed. Handsome. I didn't want to say
out.
Anything.
You look good.
Let's see your six pack. I see a six pack. See, look, he's got.
He what, even has what, the what, line.
Did you start yeah, not eating stuff?
I'm working out the gym.
I hope you're losing it what? In a healthy way.
Well, I tried to model, and they but told me to fuck off.
You've
so.
Tried everything, Oldie. It's
why did they try to fuck off?
Because the tattoos, well, man. It wasn't fucking working out
tattoos
for
are
tattoos
red.
Are fucking okay. red.
I was in fucking Chicago.
I don't have any.
Okay, what's your MySpace so people could look it up?
Yeah, what's your MySpace?
Let's look at his sexy
Ryan Oldie. You don't even know.
Come on, popularity. Here we go, dude. Ian couldn't have been this popular. Let's do it.
Rad guy, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Rad guy?
Rad guy?
Oh. Rad guy?
Are you serious? Rad
guy.
Rad guy. Rad guy, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's the worst.
I see your photos, dude.
Yo, Ryan, dude. You had 10 pounds on your ass, and now you lost it all.
You know,
I saw it.
I remember Ryan.
I see it right now.
I remember Ryan from when he played in a band with Hannah.
Oh, stop.
Called Ian. And you came out and recorded with me.
With you.
And I remember you very uncomfortable in the studio at
times. Because I can't sing.
That's what happened.
And by the way, he was a singer.
Hence, I became uncomfortable once I heard
now you
sing.
You want to be a model? What's going on?
So you want to be a model now? Models. He just wants
to
be around models.
I'm trying. I'm just trying to be around the whole scene.
All I'm saying is, I talk a lot of shit, but I think you look way better than you did 10 months ago.
Thank you.
DeFalco.
I appreciate
that. Dude, do you have like a six-pack and shit?
You look hot, buddy.
You have one of that. What's that pelvis things called?
It's the cut. You got to have the cut.
Yeah, like... Girls want to suck the dick of a pelvis cut.
That's the D.
You
That's
know,
D.
Ryan, you know that Bam is brutally honest, so if he
yeah.
thought
all,
anything
all I'm doing
on
is
him,
telling the
tell
truth.
You.
But, Bam, you've known Ryan Oldie for how many years?
Maybe...
11, 12?
Something like that. Yeah.
A long time.
I've known you since maybe ninth grade.
Yeah.
Was he a dick?
But no, he was out of high school before I came to it.
That's
you?
Not
no,
true because we had a class
how old
together.
Are you?
Your freshman year.
How old are you?
I was a senior.
30. How old are you now?
30.
You know him through Fanta?
I'm 27, so you were gone before I came to high school.
You were a freshman.
Do you know him through Fanta?
We were freshmen.
You little fucker.
I know him
like
through
tall.
Taylor Oldie and Fanta.
Oh, okay. Taylor. Yeah, I know Taylor, your brother.
He was in the band.
He was in the band. The band Ian. Yeah, man.
You're not going to find anywhere, so the only
No, you're not going to. I might have a fucking couple tracks.
Stop
there,
it!
You came up with like three words for the whole song, and then came back 3 weeks in a row to try
oh,
to keep doing them over and over again.
Now that you're in the same room with Chad I did, you're doomed because...
he felt the pressure then. He didn't even want to come back.
Chad,
they never finished
Chad
their demo.
Chad knows how to write a hit no, song,
on,
and he will fucking school you
we
till
get,
the
We get
live
to the studio, and I see Chad, and I'm like, he is fucking hungover... pissed off about the fucking world, and I just see this guy, and Hannah's like, oh, dude, he's cool, don't worry about it.
Hannah's righteous.
And I'm like, oh, righteous. Jesus Christ, I see him, and I fucking already shit and pissed my pants before I even hit the goddamn studio.
Well, that's the way you got a good record, man.
I'm like, just make it sound like the Deftones.
Well, you did say that, and you bought the exact Mike Chino you used.
Yeah. Did it work at all?
No.
Well, at least he looks hot now. And
it sounded close. It sounded
girl.
Close. Hannah back then used to wear these short shorts, workout
what?
Shorts, and he'd do
Trump.
A full workout
wife,
before the
idiot.
Session.
Wait, then he wore fucking wrestling
Who's
shoes to drumming.
Wrestling shoes.
No, I'm
everything.
Not gonna.
You should stop smoking, dude.
You should give me my $250, you little fat boy.
Monday.
Yeah, 250, 500, dude.
You don't even have any smokes.
Just do sports,
Yo, bam.
Two packs
bam.
A day.
You know what?
Say two packs
bam,
a day.
Bam, I just want to say that Missy's probably the best thing that's ever happened to you.
No shit, because...
Oh, thanks,
because you know what? You'd be locked up somewhere in some fucking foreign country if it wasn't for her.
She puts me to bed at fucking midnight, dude. I love it.
Well, I know.
I hate it. It's past midnight.
If you put me to midnight tonight, I'm going to fucking kill you.
You're an hour overdue, dude. Yeah, you already went.
It's midnight, buddy.
I saw the Bourne Ultimatum.
You're about to burn it out, dude.
I saw the Bourne Ultimatum.
How was that?
Awesome.
That movie's awesome.
Awesome. I'd usually be at the bar, you little
Bam's really picky.
I don't know. Why did you go see a movie?
Because I wanted to do a normal thing that normal dudes do.
How did it feel? How did it feel?
It felt like fucking people were asking me for pictures and autographs.
Yeah, we had a get. Chad had a get together at Chad's house the other day, last night, and then Bam left to see a movie.
You had to.
Bam was in workout mode. He was doing the ab roller up in your loft.
He went upstairs because I saw Oldie's six pack, dude, on the internet.
You didn't see Oldie yet.
Well, if I did, I would do sit up.
Yeah. I showed you Oldie's picture.
I had a barbecue. We're grilling up burgers.
Dude, you've
Bam's
lost.
Doing
like 10 pounds at least.
I'm working it, man.
I appreciate it.
Dude, you're 30. If you turn 30, you can't fucking be 30. But, you gotta be fucking 18.
But soon enough, you can look as weak as Jared Leto.
You noticeably lost. You noticeably lost at least 10 to 15 pounds.
Yeah, I was like. Close
I even told Mizzy, I was like, dude, cheers on his ass, dude.
Fam, you need to team up with Richard the Fuck Simmons.
Richard
Yeah.
He's a homo.
They love to fucking make people
you
lose
should go
weight.
See
you
Robert.
You could travel around and tell people
now,
to lose weight.
Now I'm see what this fucking radio shit
you started this shit.
You love losing weight.
All
let's
said,
do it. Let's
all
go around
I said
the country.
Was I appreciate you losing 10 pounds.
Do you
what want the
to
fuck?
Suck my dick? I
Richard
mean, we can
Simmons.
Do this right
I'm not
now.
Trying to suck any dicks. I'm
you
just trying to say that I noticed it.
You need to go to Robert's one-on-one. And let
that's
him train
Robert.
You. No, he's the best.
Fuck this. Well, sweat to the fucking oldies, and that's
you
how you do
Missy,
it. Lying the fuck oldies.
I've done everything
sweat
on my
to the
own.
Oldies.
I learned how to skateboard on my own. I learned how to do sit-ups on my own. I learned how to jog on my own.
It takes a little bit more in
I don't
sit-ups.
Need Robert to fucking make me look good.
Robert.
It takes a little bit more
you need
sit-ups.
Bruno, dude. Bruno from Ming Hags.
Well, if Bruno wanted to show up, then I
you
could. I like him.
Yeah. So you would do, like, training with Bruno? Have you ever tried a trainer?
Hell no.
Can we tell the audience
you don't like
who
listening
Bruno
to
is?
What someone else
I don't,
says?
I don't want someone to be like, do 40 push-ups, and I'd be like, fuck you,
it's
dude. I'll
even,
do what I want.
It's not even that. It's just they show you new creative ways to do different exercises so you don't get bored. It's like things that you wouldn't think of yourself.
God, you look disgusting.
For only time to start a hardcore band.
I need a fucking
beer.
I need a cigarette.
I'll sing every Ryan Oldie song. Ready? Here's William's Eve. Ryan Oldie, and now it's time to shout. Now it's time to shout. And then it gets mellow again.
Sounds like a Treyu.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
Well, go ahead and listen to it.
Fuck
if we
that.
Had
we
it, I'd play
it before Treyu.
Yeah, you
just
did.
Check. Can I grab a
and you stopped doing it.
See, he needs to grab a smoke because he knows I'm fucking.
Yeah,
right.
He got real.
I'm
nervous.
Getting nervous.
What about dude? Remember when Ian showed up to the gig?
Glad to be back.
Remember when Ian showed up and they were all dressed in khakis and had white shirts that said Ian on it?
Oh
yeah.
My god!
At the B&B.
Ryan's so disappointed that he showed up to this
not
very
even
radio
that,
show. Not
you guys fucking played and they took all the PA equipment away and they're like, oh, you guys playing? I was
you
like,
you guys play without a PA in khakis and
Ryan,
fucking matching
t-shirts. Let me get you Sam Adams after this.
Yeah, dude, cherry wheat. It tastes like cherries and wheat.
Yeah, well, $250 is my fucking
like another
pocket. If you don't give me that money in 6 days, I'm going to bust your balls so bad.
Like you don't, right?
You know what? I almost hope you don't give it to me.
Gee, you love the ball busting because what happens
is
your little
you so bad.
Your message board
I'm gonna call
kids.
Up Novak who's on heroin in Baltimore
support your
and he's gonna fucking dog your ass so bad. What did I come out of
Novak
what?
Showed up at the fucking premiere, dude. Like that was pretty.
Yeah, but he was muffed
he
up.
He was really skinny.
He was skinny.
Skinny from heroin, you little idiot.
I apologize to him for calling him a dead man, though. I felt
oh,
bad.
Jesus.
He's not dead yet.
I feel so bad.
He's going down.
But I did apologize.
Don't feel bad for him. It's his choice.
He's a good kid. You know what I mean?
I don't feel bad.
Kid.
I just said, dude, it's obviously just up to you, and no one else is going to ever be able to tell you different. And he agreed.
Chad, play 9 on this negative CD.
Play the knives.
We play the knives, you little homo.
Man, G
is $250.
G is the knives fan, dude. Not MySpace.com/Ben Nye.
Why don't you just keep the CD and go play it and jack off to it?
Why don't you go drive through a deeper river?
Bam, what's
well,
on?
Give me my money,
bring
Lohan,
a better huh? challenge. That was no challenge.
Let's see you do it, G. You're up next, buddy.
You fucking made the call. Let me see you drive through it with your fucking piece of shit Toyota.
Let's do it. Take the DD Cruiser.
From Finland.
What track?
Track 9.
It's a new song.
Fuck yeah. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Fears I feel inside are taken wrong. I try to leave this all behind. Should I be afraid of when all the beauty seems so cruel? Or waste time love? Oh, I'll turn all my fears on you. Fears I'm bleeding through deep inside my heart. I witness you won't kill your mind. This waking hour's killing me.
Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Oh, holy shit. My God, motherfucker. God damn it. Here it goes. Radio Bam.
That was Chad.
Oh, you're right. It was.
And now it's Ryan Oldie.
Ryan the fuck Oldie from the goddamn Oldie days.
And he went to Chicago for 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, it was a month.
Yo,
Oldie. No, that's not. Moved down the 27th of June.
Let's not make it that long. But all that I know is that he went to Chicago for a month. And I hung out with him for fucking 2 days before he left for Chicago, and then he goes, I miss you, dude, after 1 week. I'm like, miss me? What are you talking about? You don't even fucking text me after 2 weeks.
Is that what it's about, texting these days?
Ask him.
You texting, motherfucker.
You fucking, you
That's
never
not
fucking,
a personal connection.
Never, ever, ever fucking text anybody back.
I do. Tried,
but you don't answer your fucking phone anyway.
I'm busy.
Nah.
Doing what?
Drinking beer.
I see that.
Oldie, are you jealous that Hannah's out on tour and you're not? No. Since you were in Hannah's
Yeah, I am.
At least he admits it.
I know, dude. I've been fucking jealous, dude.
Yeah, at least Oldie's hotter than Hannah.
Damn, if there wasn't touring, CKY would have been over a long time ago. That's my favorite fucking thing.
Yeah. You want to start a band in Chicago?
Alright, this is a good story.
You can't call a band the Leto.
No, hold on. This is fucking
Veronica's just dishing out this beer. All right. Huh?
Listen, all right,
Ryan
will be
Hannah's first.
Let me tell a story.
Let's hear it.
So we're in Chicago, okay, and it was 4th of July, and we went to some random fucking backyard ass party. We're sitting there, and I'm fucking out of my mind wasted, okay?
What'd you take?
Just drinking. There's nothing else
just
going
drinking?
On.
Just drinking? Yeah, I take and loads I of just, shit.
Dude, you know,
listen,
Ryan. Dude,
hold on. So this gets good. So we're sitting down with the people. There's a guy and a woman that are married with their child outside.
No
at
aliens?
Table. Oh. No aliens.
Okay.
So we're sitting there, and I was like, he's like, yo, I'm like, I want to start a band. He's like, I play bass. I'm like, listen, all I want is fucking strippers on stage.
Who said this?
Chicks at me.
Wow, that's original.
To the guy who wants to play bass, and his wife and his kid are right there. I'm like, dude, listen, if we just get all these fucking girls on stage, he's like, dude, my fucking wife's right here, man. We're like, what the fuck?
How did you meet Veronica?
I met Veronica on MySpace.
So it works, huh? Did you fuck her?
MySpace must work. Did you fuck her?
We're getting married.
Yo.
So nice.
Did you fuck her? MySpace marriages, dude.
Did I what?
Did you fuck her?
On the first date.
Really?
Oh, man. That's a MySpace
Second
girl
date.
If I ever knew
one. I met my girlfriend on the internet.
Did you fuck her?
My message board.
Did you fuck her?
You two met on the internet?
Yeah.
Gee, you met Kimby on the message board?
Yeah, one night stand, dude.
What a motherfucking fan
get
girl,
out
dude.
Of here.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Where is Kim?
Right there.
Kim, get
Where's
on the
Kim?
Mic.
Put on the microphone.
Kimby, Brando.
What's it like fucking shit because you owes me $250?
Oh, God.
I mean, can G even find
yeah,
his
what,
penis?
That $250,
oh,
Kim.
Come on, Ryan. I'm going to your balls.
Come on, that gut.
Ryan, too.
Let's talk about that belly. Let's talk about that belly.
It's Look called crossing mics.
It's called McDonald's.
Yeah.
Kim, what's it like being G's girlfriend?
Just like being anybody else's girlfriend.
How do you know?
Because I've had other boyfriends before.
How many?
How many people did you fuck?
How many boyfriends?
Done that.
Four.
It always goes to that.
You had four boyfriends?
That's the underlying question.
No.
That's all anybody cares about.
That's Bamfrey, though, before. Dude.
That's how many people did you fuck before?
That's what he just asked me.
Missy, how many people did you fuck? 10? You said 8.
Or was that 20? Was that 20?
Yeah.
Did you say 20, Missy? No,
Missy, how many people did you fuck?
I thought you flashed me in sports.
Missy?
I'm telling Gina.
10.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Gina keeps changing her story, dude.
Gina, how many people did you hump?
Gina, take the mic. Give me that fucking handheld.
1.5.
One and a half.
That's a lie.
I want to hear the half.
I'm definitely not the fucking
I'm curious
half.
About the half.
Yeah, you are.
Gina, I'm Chad, and then a half a dick.
You don't remember nothing after that, dude.
Who's a half a dick?
The guy that had the half dick.
Well, who was he? What's his name? Say his first name.
The Cheddar.
You don't remember? What were you wasted?
No, dude. Once a girl experiences the Sig Man, she forgets about all other men.
Jesus Christ.
You know me, dude. You know me, dude. Yeah. That's how CKY makes shit go. Yeah.
Yeah, when that new CKY album comes out.
Yeah. That deserves a CKY song.
Oh, yeah. Let's play a fucking CKY song.
Where the fuck is CKY?
I can't wait until the new album comes out.
What's that, G?
You spoiled me with some
G, I played you some songs, some rough fucking
of
tracks.
New album.
If you rub it in G's face, you put it on MySpace.
No.
Wait, how
no recording devices
Chad, how did the last album go? Did you guys go platinum?
Well,
is that a joke?
The new album.
The new album.
Look at me, I'm fucking working a goddamn Radio Bam right now for extra cash.
No, last night I heard some new riffs of the new album, and it's really fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Quit sucking his ass.
Well, I was lucky.
No, he liked the sweet sounds of CKY, dude.
Quit sucking his ass.
What are we looking at here?
Well, I am.
Tell me what the sweet sounds in.
Yo, give me a CKY song.
The sweet sounds were awesome.
I want to hear a clip of some new shit.
The guitar riffs were awesome.
Yeah, let's hear a new CKY song.
Drum beats were amazing.
CKY's been recording a new album.
Let's hear a demo of a CKY song right now.
Let's hear some new stuff.
If you had half a man's ass, you'd play a demo of a CKY song.
What kind of demo?
The new song.
No, I can't play anything. What is it?
This
is the first CKY leak. Here it goes.
All right, leak it.
You leak it. Go. How's it go?
Well, we can't.
No, hum the riff, and that's good enough, dude. That's a bootleg in itself.
No,
that's about as bootlegged as you motherfuckers are going
to
get.
If you bootleg CKY, it's going to fucking blow up, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait to know.
Let's hear it.
I
want to
hear it.
If you have half man's ass.
Traffic. I don't have half a man's ass. I've got one full man's ass.
Well, if you had half a man's ass. Missy.
Yeah.
Where's CKY track?
Do you guys got a CKY track? Ryan Oldie, do you remember CKY?
Are you kidding me? We played with you guys a few times.
Were you ever jealous?
I don't know if you remember that.
Ryan Oldie, were you ever jealous of CKY? Because Ian Mann was in your band?
I was actually
Ian
a fan.
Mann's a fucking fat faggot.
Dude, was Ian Mann mad when, like...
You're a it fat says, faggot.
Like, we were just watching CKY 2K, like, fucking reminiscing, dude. That shit was fucking gold.
Ryan Oldie said...
And Ryan Oldie said it, Ian Mann's in it and says, fat fuck, really quick.
At Boards and Blades, he goes... No. He goes... he just broke up with his girlfriend. There's no songs...
Always.
How do you remember this?
This next song is called.
How do you remember that?
Fuck out.
So what do you think, Veronica?
That.
About what?
How do you get the last name? What is it?
Lane.
Veronica Lane. Lane.
Veronica Lane. I've been down that road many times.
I'm just worried about all these sexy ass six-pack.
How about you, Oldie? How many times you drove down Veronica Lane?
Missy, look at all these sexy ass six-pack,
dude. I need that road sign.
Damn, I'm talking to Veronica, and you're over here looking at goddamn Oldie's six-pack.
Because it's right there.
Yeah, might as well set up the distraction.
Okay, you're the type of person that won't admit it and not appreciate it.
Dude, I admit it.
He did not have a six-pack 10 months ago.
I appreciate Oldie's six-pack.
He met me. That's what happened.
All right. What, it's Sam Adams, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, let's play Sam Adams.
No, man, we're going to play something. I don't seem to be able to find any CKY, but we already heard it. That was CKY. Thanks, Bam, for fucking plugging the shit out of CKY over the years.
Oh, the Kooks.
No, you play the Kooks every fucking
track
week. Please look for a different one.
I'm playing
this. You wanted to play this one.
No.
What's this?
Oh, track 8.
What is it?
Him is playing Turbo Negro for a collection on an album.
This is him doing a Turbo song?
Yes.
And who's from Turbo on this one?
Turbo Negro.
What Turbo
song? I understand, but which... Is Ryan Hank on this?
With anus.
Is Hank on this?
No, him's on this.
It's all him doing a Turbo song.
And it's fucking gorgeous.
Dude, Jess Margera covers Turbo songs.
What happened to Jess?
Just by himself.
What happened to Jess? He has two kids, you little homo.
And tonight, Jess wanted to come and do the radio show, but he's recording with Shipbird.
Blah, 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 blah.
Bam, bam, bam. What is the track you want to hear?
I want to hear track 8. This is him.
Gonna throw up on Patron.
Featuring Turbo Negro.
You know what? I got to plug something real quick.
Plug it.
You better
plug it. Veronica?
What about Kill Hannah this Monday? We got to plug in Kill Hannah this Monday.
No, thanks. Next up is this is him covering Turbo Negro. In fact, Ryan, rather than goddamn promote that band, I'd farly rather play him. And that's coming from a dude.
And for
CKY.
You to say that?
No, I mean, honestly, I met Billy, and he was a totally nice
Billy.
Dude. So, look, I changed my name.
Billy.
All right?
I just give me a cigarette.
Chad's really critical.
That.
All right.
This says Billy.
What the fuck's his name anyway? Serious Radio Band, Fashion 28.
We love you, Kiana.
Walking the streets, do I see the shield?
It's official. You looked handsome in CKY2K.
Do you want to fuck me then?
I'll bet you G gets laid more now than ever, though.
Well, because he's got a girlfriend.
Right. So what's a fuck it matter?
It don't matter.
It does matter because you
can't... As long as G's happy with himself, that's all
that matters. You cannot have a girlfriend and then act like you could just get fat. Like,
hey, what's the next song?
What would you want to hear? More knives?
I want to hear the knives of Last Picture Show.
Oh, man, you are changing the subject so bad.
Ancient gold vintage.
You knew how handsome you were, fat boy.
Oh, look at G.
No, I'm not going to leave him alone.
G, does it really bother you?
Oh, it must bother
him. Fuck.
It just gets old.
Like, yeah,
it's so old. Like, I hear.
Yeah,
like,
old. Watch CKY2K. You look fucking handsome.
That was 10 years ago, dude.
Yeah, and now you got ten years
later, you got
10 pounds of
fat. Yeah, you got 100 more pounds.
You know what? So what, man?
Yeah, but whatever. As long as you're eating well, obviously you are.
Gee, Chad got all skinny.
Dude, I didn't
remember
mean
when
to.
You got on that Gigi Allen phase and then you wanted to get all fat and then you did.
I didn't want
to
get fat. No, I just fucking drank a full bottle of Jack every fucking show. The fucking
Who
minute we
at?
Go on stage, I drink a bottle. By the end, I'd fucking
have an inch. Pinch the half an inch.
Stop pinching things, dude. Let's just do the fucking radio shit, you pinching
man.
Motherfuckers.
You look great, man. You look good.
All right.
Oldie. You look good.
All right, I believe you.
All right, yeah.
What?
I know. This show is so gay.
Gay?
Like, everybody's being all gay.
You're gay. Girls always look hot. That's the benefit of the doubt. Like, you can eat a carrot.
I have a fucking beard and shit to discourage people from thinking I'm fucking cute and shit.
And look, he's got a hot-ass girl.
There's nothing more annoying. Thank you.
And he's got a hot-ass... Look at G. G's got
not only is it my girl, it's my fiance.
G's got a gun, he's got a hot-ass girl.
You fucker.
Something works out every
No, it.
Stop it.
It all works out.
Someday.
Yo.
I always say that everybody.
He just said he's getting married someday soon.
Yeah,
drink
Kim,
that. I want to see you throw up.
No.
RyanGForums.com wants to know when you're getting married with Ryan G.
I got to get
RyanG.com.
Are you using Ryan G to get famous?
Oh, yes. I'm so famous, let me tell you.
Come on. You have your own website, KimberlyBrandiff.com.
Do you?
That's for my girl.
Talking to G's mic. Come on. Get close. I want to see if you can actually get close to G's mouth. Okay, good. Is she using G
to get more hits on
MySpace?
Oh,
my God. She does kiss G.
Let me get a lighter and then a thing to open up this beer.
That's called a beer.
Yeah, bam. Do some sit-ups because you need
I already did 550, fat boy. You have a fucking gill.
I got a fucking gill because of you.
You used to do 1,000 sit-ups?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my cock, you did.
Oh!
Yes, ma'am.
There's my baby.
Oh,
Ryan.
Chad, you were. I've never seen you this happy ever.
I know.
I'm going to say
it's
that.
Because he bought a house and now he has Gina.
Yeah, dude.
Good for you.
I'm having a good time.
I noticed you got your refrigerator back.
He used to work at Pizza Hut and he was pissed off at the world and now he bought a house and now he has Gina, so he's stoked on everything.
Good for
Chad,
him, man.
Can
good
I
him.
Say that when we were at your barbecue last night, I went to get some ice for my drink. And catnip came out of your ice cream.
Yeah, what the fuck
is
that?
Am I tripping? What the fuck is going on?
I poured water into this cup, and then I pressed the ice thing on the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's not
next thing you know, catnip comes out.
Nah, did it work? Did it work?
Yeah,
my cats love the fucking shit.
Like, I was like, what the hell is this?
They're hot cats, and they play in the freezer.
Dude, you're muffed up, dude.
Nah, not necessarily.
Ever.
Hey, I make it happen. You can't, you know. Hey, ladies, we're trying to do a radio show. God loves the six pack.
Let's get back to how
did you fuck
Ryan Aldi's six pack is then.
Yeah, well, come on, Kim. You're the one thinking about it. What about
him? What do you mean, where is he? He's right there.
He's sitting
right in front of me. And then he has black and red tattoos, and I only like black tattoos. That's what I have.
Oh,
but he has black
Aldi,
and red.
Oldie, dude, your
pretty
tattoos
sexy,
are
dude.
Permanent now. Mm-hmm.
Oldie's got some good photos, though. Like, I've seen your MySpace, and it's chill, dude.
Oh, wait, do you know
well,
what
they're good because
name?
You started slacking shit, because
right
you
now?
Only want to put one flash on when you take photos of me now.
Yo. I figured out a way to do one flash and makes it really
G,
nice.
I want you
well,
to take...
How come everybody else's looks better?
Yeah, G's
nah,
a fucking
nah.
photographer.
Every
he walks around with a $300 camera.
Are you kidding me? Man, you're like one of the most 8, photogenic motherfuckers
yeah.
I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, and this dickhead doesn't even want to put
that's
up a flash anymore because he's too clawing and up to do anything.
Who? G?
Shickers. Straight up.
Sure.
Look at him burping.
Gee, you're running Bam's MySpace? What's the address?
Well, at least you could do that.
MySpace /
We'll deal with it.
BAMMARGERA.
I don't even know what that says. Does it say Bam Margera without two M's?
Two M's. Bam Margera, two M's.
With two M's. Now you switched it up, did you?
Wait, you have a MySpace?
Well,
I canceled all 30 BAM people.
Did you have to send a picture of yourself holding a sign that says...
Yes, he does.
Dude, I do too. If you Google my ass, it says it too.
And I canceled all of them. And even all the 30 people who claim that they're me, they're like, you're fake too, just like all of us.
Basically, it got set up, and now we're just running it right now.
I think it'll be pretty obvious.
He gives me the input, and I'll put it on there. So,
yeah. But I'll look at it if you make me.
Yeah, he'll look at it.
If he keeps ripping on you, will you fuck with his MySpace and make him look stupid?
No. He's my friend, dude.
Would you write like personal messages?
No, he's
I'm just friend. He just owes me $200.
He just owes you five, dude. You forget. You keep lowering it. Yeah, it was $250 5 minutes.
No, you canceled out
in
the 20s. Five. It's two now.
I know this dude.
And then 110. If I see 110 in the beginning, then I'll know that you're
About G loses 30 pounds or he gives you $500?
Oh, if he learns. If he, 30. If he loses 30 pounds in 1 month.
3 months.
Fuck 3 months. That's too long.
That's like that's 10 pounds a month.
Gnarly, dude.
Yeah. 10 pounds a month.
You need to go on a mission if you don't want
to
pay me that.
You need to go on a mission, man. Just for himself. Just
I'm skating my rim. My arm doesn't hurt no more, fat boy.
Gee, you can make it happen.
Yeah, just work out with Ryan.
I mean, like, dude.
Come work out with me.
He's my boy. I won't backstab him.
And not only does Aldi have a like a hot pelvis, it's all tan and shit.
Oh my god. Listen, Oldie, I think your pelvis is fucking gay, and I could give a shit if I ever see it. You fucking faggot. Hey, Veronica, let me see your pelvis.
Let's see her pelvis.
Yeah, what do you got? Is that tan? Gina, you want to see Veronica's pelvis?
Let's see it.
Let's go down Veronica Lane.
Let's see that shit. Let's go down Veronica
Lane.
Let's
talk about how these two are like the girls on MySpace.
Oldie, you don't have to worry about it. We're not going to steal your girlfriend tonight.
We want to go tonight. We want to go down Veronica Lane. Let's see that tummy, Veronica Lane.
What do you got?
What?
Are you comparative to Oldie?
Veronica's got a MySpace. I've seen her MySpace before.
No?
Of course you did, because you're on all day long.
Exactly.
Her pictures look hot.
No, you have good photos by... Some photographer dude, Brian Milo?
Milo.
And you and you and Ming Hags, that was a stellar performance.
That was great. Thank you very much. I deserve a fucking Oscar for that, man.
Yo. You shot the whole backstory.
BTS.
Nope.
BTS.
How much of the behind the scenes will never be seen? And how good is it?
I mean, I filmed about like 40 hours worth of footage and probably 40 minutes you'll see.
40 minutes of behind the scenes.
That's the way it goes, dick face.
That's how it goes, man.
Yeah, but who's editing that?
Bam. He still edits on a Media 100 from 1999.
Dude, you know what, man? Some of the
avid adrenaline.
Fuck technology, dude. You fucking do what you're comfortable with.
I know what I want to do on the Media 100. That's the way it goes down, dude.
I don't think he has a problem, dude. Every ZKY video is
done
on a Media 100.
And if you hate it, then right on into shitgoose.com.
Yeah, right off the fucking goddamn RyanGPhotography.com and talk about the damn knives, because Ryan G loves them. You can goddamn order a knife CD right from Ryan G, because he's selling them for profit.
Dude,
he needs to pay Bam back.
It's seriously a fucking awesome album. I love it.
Order there you go. Just mark up a knife CD.
I'm gonna
knife CD.
I'm gonna pay Bam back.
It's
up all the time. MySpace /
Veronica.com.
Go and buy their album because they're
Veronica
fucking
Lane,
awesome.
Veronica
New record comes out October 30th.
Speaking
October
of MySpace, 30th.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the
October
30th.
Let's play some motherfucking rock and roll, Chad.
I wish I would.
You intro and outro this thing because I'm going to have a word with shit goods if this. I want my money.
Oh my God. Dude,
Chad, play this track too. I'm serious.
You are serious. On serious faction.
Track three.
Now, Bam loves the Kooks.
I like them.
I just have to admit.
That's because he's a fucking
Kook. I think it might be because it makes Missy happy, and it's one thing he can do that, you know, makes her happy. So what track is your favorite, Missy?
Three.
I like three a lot.
Why don't you play that?
I like all of them, but I'm
so fun.
Oh, can you play that Gypsy Band next?
No, G, this isn't your show. Okay. So, okay.
This is the Kooks, Radio Bam Series 28 Facts. My so fun.
Realize I don't like me and my girl are going out for summer, and I will do my best just to get under.
city heated up. It got blurry cause I hadn't had enough. And he tried to sink your soul, but didn't realize you keep it in a different hole. Oh, you come on over, oh, the side of my sofa. Oh, you come on over. So here he comes, a man with a loaded gun. I don't know if he wants my soul or my castle. I suppose I don't know. So here he comes, a man with a loaded gun. I don't know if he wants my guitar or her person. I suppose I don't know. I suppose I don't know.
That was a really long song.
No, it wasn't. She, you just hated it.
Shit goose,
song
you
so
fat
happy?
Shit.
Shit goose, you just must have hated it because it wasn't
that
the
song
nice.
Makes me so happy.
Uh-huh.
I love the Kooks.
Keep well, yeah. Gypsy song?
Well, shit goose is in a negative attitude.
Shit goose, you look like your little negative attitude.
I'm having fun. I'm buzzing. I'm good.
Are you really?
Well, shit goose loves Gogo Bordello.
Well, what's that? What's that Italian? What's that Italian diner?
They're cool. They're cool.
No, the Gypsy Band's
they're
fucking
cool.
Awesome.
Oh no, we played. Cool. Bam Bam, you were there when we played with them in
holy shit,
Sweden.
We only have three more minutes, and then we're out of here.
Yeah, if you want to be, it was Sweden.
Give
we
me
played with Gogo Bordello.
Wonder, dude.
They were dressed like freaks.
They're real gypsies.
They are not real gypsies. No, I'm a fucking gypsy, dude.
Yeah, cigarette.
I fucking lived up and down 95 for fucking 15 years. I gypsied up and down the goddamn expressway.
Oh, I caught it. I like gypsies.
Dude. I do too.
Are you gypsy?
Andy McCoy gave me this ring. He's a gypsy.
Nice.
Yo, let me tell you a story.
Go ahead.
I was in London. Yeah, right there. Andy McCoy.
He's right behind us. Right Bam here. Has a mega huge
Andy McCoy,
picture.
This guy. Was in London, wasted. He was up for 3 days.
Wasted? No.
Listen. So I put a ring out. I take it off my finger, and I put it down on the ground at the Charlotte Hotel where I got kicked out. I'm banned from. Shut up, faggot. I'm banned.
Gee, are you kidding? This
I'm
isn't a radio
from,
show.
Though. Yeah, G.
It's a joke.
You can't do that.
I'm banned from the Charlotte Street Hotel. Next thing you know, Andy McCoy takes the fucking ring, puts it on his finger. Me and Villa start laughing our asses off.
Villy?
Yeah.
Philly. I'm a Villy fanatic.
Yeah. Villy fanatic. And that
Philly.
Just proves that Andy McCoy is a true fucking
heroin addict, too.
Well, that too.
Dude, remember when we fucking came to Finland and motherfucking, we walk into the hotel, who's there? Michael Monroe. Looking like Michael Monroe, exactly.
Rocking and rolling.
We just walked right into the hotel.
Rocking and rolling.
I don't know if he was rocking and rolling. He was sitting in the lobby.
Oh, he was rocking and fucking rolling. What are you talking about, dude?
That's
dude.
An old episode. You should check.
That dude is made to rock.
He had three outfit changes at that show in Finland.
Well, he's made to rock and roll.
No, we all went and checked out Hanoi that day. That was pretty great. Good. Yeah, it was cool to see Hanoi rocks. Of course, we don't have any Hanoi tracks, do we, man?
Oh, Missy, we need to play Hanoi Rocks.
Poor Missy.
Need to play Knives.
Missy's got to find all the fucking CDs.
If you want to get a Knives CD, go to RyanGPhotography.com.
Where's Hanoi Rocks?
He needs to work off the debt he owes Bam. He'll ship it out to you for free.
Chad, let me get a lighter, dude.
Not a problem.
All right, so Bam, when
I'm
did
on
you,
fire.
When
here.
Did you start smoking?
Yeah, Monday.
Monday, dude, that is the... Yeah, fucking Monday. When did you start smoking? Monday.
I'm sick of people asking me.
I don't see Chad high-five.
He's a cigarette.
No, I don't think I ever had
No, dude, I hive when there's no room to low five, dude.
Well, Chad knows the truth, that's why, babe.
Want to hear a funny story?
Only if it's good.
Jesse asked Ava when
you
she was going to start using the potty
you
instead of her... It's your brother.
Okay, did you fuck him?
Jesse asked Ava.
Ava.
When she was his daughter.
Who's
when
great.
She was gonna start using the potty instead of her diapers, and she goes, March.
No.
And that was in February. Like she knew the month.
You know what's so funny?
March.
Yo, Chad. March. Jess's kid looked at Fireball Ministry Jim and just looks at him when he stands out. He goes, applesauce. He's like applesauce. Yeah.
Does Ava still scream like wah when she looks at you? She did though, right?
No, dude. I think Ava she is when you're sly, dead. Dude. Ava's got like attitude.
You know what's so funny?
I think she's smarter than all of us. Ava, probably.
Yeah, honestly, dude.
My brain cells are done.
She looks at me like she knows everything I've ever done.
Ava gets scared of me when she sees me, and then Tosh brings her kid in, right, which is like 1 year older. And Tasha's kid jumps up on
your
my
cousin
lap.
Tosh.
Yeah, and I'll like hold her and stuff, and then Ava will get all jealous that I'm holding some other girl. And
there you go. That's a woman for you.
Pedophile.
And shut up.
That's where they learn it, dude. You're teaching.
You're a pedophile.
Not. You like that Veronica Lane?
No, I have to go through that phase of shit, Goose.
Phase is over. Thank God.
Ava was just chilling last night at Chad's house. She was just like. Whatever, like she was like talking and shit. Like,
I saw Chad eat three cheeseburgers last night.
Because I'm just tell me about it, dude.
Was he with you?
I don't know if they have cheese.
No, I don't eat cheese. I like cheese, but I can't digest the shit. I'm on a little in the middle of shut up. I like cheese. I like cheese, but I can't digest the shit. I'm on the loo in the middle of Washington. These are some of the things I can't eat. It's yogurt, milk, and cheese that makes me shit. I can not have nothing, yo. But when I eat dairy, my bowels do flow. Uh-oh, I think I shit myself. Ah, I'll be back. I'm going to the can. I have ice cream, man.
You gotta learn that.
The second verse is really hard to remember.
Dude, Chad was playing us a video after you left. It's like him when he's like 19 or something.
It was awesome.
I can't explain it.
Oh, the fucking Three, Rudy and Blitz.
That's pretty funny.
This is a Turbo Negro cover from a band called Nashville Pussy. Yeah. It must be from Nashville, and they have pussy.
Amazing. Do you ever think about having your own talk show, Bam?
Shut up, shit goose. Go fuck yourself.
You like that one?
That was to Jay. Right?
Oh, yeah. That was to Jay.
Oh, okay. Dude, I'm so offended.
What track?
Thanks.
Why? Did I say Chad?
No. You said, I don't take offense.
You were looking at me, and Chad thought it was me.
No, I looked at both of you. I said, fuck you, shit goose.
F this guy. What the fuck's up? All right, cut your mic.
On air track four, dude. This
what, sir?
Nashville pussy
oldie.
Fucking Turbo yes, Negro. I'm in
1998, bitch. Fucking, what is it, track
Let's
four?
Rock and roll.
Hey, Bam Bam, what is it, track seven? 17? 14?
It's
37?
Track four, rock and roll.
Okay, rock the fuck
Boom.
On. Yes, it. Radio Bam Series 28 Facts.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.